the big... That's him.
Vous aimez la musique, puis l'heure suivante devrait être d'importance pour vous. S'il vous plaît, écoutez comme Johnny Scott Gramercy joue de la musique pour vous, Suckers.
Thank you so much, loved ones, for coming by again this week. My name is Johnny Scott Gramercy. I'll be your selector for this evening. Down here at Skid Row Studios, I got Jeremy in the booth there, pulling the strings. My brother in arms, thank you so much. Tonight I got music for you from Graham Rabbit, from the Latin Playboys, from the Paladins, Agent Orange, a couple other twists, turns, surprises, uplifting moments, and downward spirals. First off, and play a set beginning with 10 Cans. They're out of Toronto. It's a tune called Spanish Fly off of their self-titled, eponymously titled LP called 10 Cans. 10 Cans, and that was self-released. Enjoy.
Yeah. grass. There are the things I ate. It's written, it's on my chest. The bones, the flesh I integrate. Oh, oh, the air I breathe. Oh, oh, the air I breathe. I ate fire beside the skin and dig a hole for bones to lay. Find a sacred resting place where the packing ends won't harm the eyes.
Band Oh Death. They're called a little bit of a dark blue crap, bluegrass via the East Village. They're at Commando Records. Home is the name of the song from the Broken Hymns, Limbs, and Skin record. Commando Records. Prior to that, we heard Dark, Dark, Dark from it in D minor. From the Snow Magic record, 2008, out on the Supply and Demand label. Doing what they do so effortlessly. Beginning this set was Spanish Fly by 10 Kens out of Toronto. Loved ones, you know you can always email me at johnnygramercy@gmail.com. johnnygramercy@gmail.com. And I hope you're listening to this on the iTunes. You can also find the Skid Row Studios app in your iTunes app store. Available for Android now as well from Stitcher. So if you just Google Stitcher, you'll be able to find the Android app for Skid Row Studios, and you can enjoy all the fine programming here. Like Los Angeles Nista or The Hotbox. Or the More Music Podcast. More Music Pod, excuse me. Or many of the other shows here. Check them out. And while you're out there meandering about on the internet, check out, for drummers, you can check out Drumeo. Drumeo.com/Skid Row. Drumeo is the name of the company. What they do is they offer a DVD and online instructions for drums. You can learn some secrets about jazz drumming, learn systems about Latin drumming, some various other methods with names that I don't know because I'm not a drummer, like Copus, Moeller. Anyway, if you visit drumeo.com/Skid Row, they'll cut you a special little deal. And then, of course, we get a little bit of attention from them, so, you know, it's always good to keep it afloat. Drumeo.com/Skid Row. Products available are training DVD training packs, like Bass Drum Secrets, Drum Fill Systems. And if you pay their subscription fee, which I think is like $37, they get all kinds of crazy extras online. How much do you think drum lessons cost? It's got to be more than $37, right? www.drumeo.com/Skid Row. Loved ones, what I got for you next? Let's see. I'm going to start you off with Agent Orange, No Such Thing. And it's pretty interesting if you get the original record, Living in Darkness, in the liner notes. They talk about going to Taco Bell across the street from the recording studio, which is out there by North Hollywood High, which I've been to that Taco Bell many, 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 many times. And that is the same Taco Bell where Adam Carolla couldn't get a job and named his book Not Taco Bell Material. After that, I'm going to play Tricky Woo. They're a band out of Toronto. Kind of a garage style with a bit of heavy bottom Detroit sound. Their tune is called Fly the Orient. I'm going to follow that up with The Bronx. Los Angeles' own The Bronx with Ribcage off of their brand new records out on White Drugs. The Bronx is the band that can do no wrong. And The Bronx 4 is the name of the record. And it's a bit more step towards like a heavy rock and roll sound, which I enjoy. Right after that, I'm going to play The Ravenettes. Allie, Walk With Me. Thank you so much.
Rock and steady, slip inside, grim thing.
Angeles here. Here comes everybody off their Future Perfect. That was on T-Bone Burnett's label, DMX, I think, back in the day. But I know that label's folded. I'm not sure where you could get that now, but or who's putting it out there. But what a brilliant record that is. Future Perfect. Primarily to me is drummer Carla Azar, singer, drummer. Beautiful talent. Before that, we heard the Ravenettes, Ali Walk With Me, Danish band. I dig it, man, because it kind of reminds me of the Everly Brothers, you know, but with a little bit more of a little bit more use of that distortion pedal. That's after the Lust record, 2008, out of Vice Records, Ali Walk With Me, the Ravenettes. Loved ones behind me, you hear the Alalas. Alalas. It's called Sacred Sands, out on the Innovative Leisure record. There's a couple events I'd like to tell you about. First of all, loved ones, when I stepped off the train today to come to these beautiful, spacious, and luxurious Skid Row studio digs, there's still a coat, it wasn't quite raining, there was still a coat of moisture on the buildings and the streets, and I'm reminded by what Raymond Chandler saw and so many other people see. Bunker Hill is gone. Well, the old Bunker Hill. But still, there's a deep romance and solitude to walk in the streets sometimes. I really dig being down here. Hey, loved ones, what are you doing Thursday, March 14th? I know what you're doing. You're going to new works by LA artist Richard Kessler, whose works evoke a sensuous urban culture of dead palms, aging signage, hot metal and playful objects crammed into a seedy landscape of dramatically angled planes. Also, there will be wine at the District Gallery out there on 740 East 3rd Street. That's by where 3rd and Traction cross, I do believe, at the District Gallery. Richard Kessler and his show called This Is Not a Urinal. If you could dig that, then dig this. The Hip Hipsters Affordable Art Show. I believe this is the second one. This is kind of cool, loved ones. This is like essentially not a traditional art show with wine and cheese and sweaters. It's a group of artist vendors of sorts, and it's not art in the park either. You're not going to find any dream catchers. Basically, this is all just good, down-to-earth, solid, productive artists from all over Los Angeles, and they converge. The Kafina Gallery over there on 3318 Sunset Boulevard. It's called the Hip Hipsters Affordable Art Show. Purchase unique, affordable, one-of-a-kind handmade art by local, emerging, and established artists. They're going to have live music and specialty drinks. Oh, look, food trucks. You don't see that much. That's Saturday, March 16th from 12 o'clock in the afternoon all the way down to 8 p.m. The Hip Hipsters Affordable Art Show at Kafina Gallery, 3318 Sunset Boulevard, Los Angeles, California. I believe that's out there by Arnsdale Park. But I'll definitely be there with a fistful of 20s. Soon to follow right after that, March 26th. The DFW Crew is sort of an art collective. Have an event at the Family Gallery, DFW Crew. They're going to feature works by Jesse Geller, Quan Lee, Andrea Sonnenberg, It's at the Family Gallery on 436 North Fairfax, two blocks south of Melrose. DFW crew. For more information about that, you can always look up familylosangeles.com. Event location website. You can always email me as well. My name is Johnny Gramercy. You can email me at johnnygramercy@gmail.com. Loved ones, I do want to remind you of the special programming that you can get via Skid Row Studios. The aforementioned Los Angeles Nista, the More Music Pod, the Hot Box, and many other fine shows here. Check out, get your feet wet. I'm going to play some more music for you. What I got for you now, let's see. Graham Rabbit out of Joshua Tree, out of Joshua Tree, California. This is their debut, Music to Start a Cult By. The song is called Devil's Playground. Out on Stinky Records from Joshua Tree, California. Yeah. I believe the next time they're playing in Southern California will be at Coachella. And then I think they're at South by Southwest this year as well. Right after that, we're going to hear Django Django with War. Non-Latin Playboys. Haven't heard anything from them in a while. But first up, Graham Rabbit. Thank you so much.
It's so hard when you're living in the devil's place. Oh, Lord, it's yesterday.
San Diego, California. As far as I know, that was their last studio record. 2004 on Lux Records. That record is called El Matador, a great mix of garage, soul, rockabilly, and blues. And that tune, of course, was called Will It Ever Get Easier. Before that, we heard Latin Playboys. Haven't heard from them in a while either. Maybe a couple decades. I guess we're out of time. Thank you so much, loved ones. This has been episode 8. Number 8. My name is Johnny Scott Gramercy. I want to remind you, you can always find me on iTunes if you search the podcast library for my name, Johnny Scott Gramercy. Thank you so much, loved ones. I'll see you next week.
Snapping up the big... That's a...
Vous aimez la musique? Puis l'heure suivante devrait être d'importance pour vous. S'il vous plaît.